The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Okay, this is the sort of thing that happens to zoo directors. I came back from a trip afield this morning, and on my desk was a package with a mysterious note saying, "Don't tell your guests what they're drinking until after dinner." In the package was 500 grams of coffee beans, Sumatran Luwak coffee beans. Well, for the uninitiated, Kopi Luwak, also known as civet coffee, refers to the seeds of coffee berries once they have been eaten and defecated by the Asian palm civet. You see, the civet eats the berries for the bean's fleshy pulp. Then in the digestive tract, fermentation occurs. The civet's stomach enzymes seep into the beans, making shorter peptides and more free amino acids. Passing through the civet's intestines, the beans are then defecated with other fecal matter and collected. Naturally, things get messy from there. The traditional method of collecting feces from wild civets has given way to intensive farming methods in which civets are often kept in small cages, and the whole thing kind of loses its romance. But what the heck, I'll serve this coffee soon and we'll see what reaction I get. Probably a good way to separate the true animal people from the posers.
The 90-Second Naturalist is brought to you by the Gehring Center for Family and Private Business at the University of Cincinnati. GrowYourFamilyBusiness.com.